Blog Talk Radio.
Step right up, you're next. I hail from a hollow hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. When an old wolf starts prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat full of fly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for kicks. Kicks is always in demand, 'cause kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover operating undercover, she knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now wild horses couldn't stop her when she's on a manhunt for kicks. For kicks, yeah, yeah, looking for kicks. Just kicks, nothing but kicks. I'm Satan's sinful servant sent to get you in a fix, so look me up just anytime. Name is Mr. Kick.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. We also have a website called www.mediacrapmatters.us. And we have one called Captain's Blog, www.captainsblog.us. That will tickle your memories because the communists believe that they can lie up to 2 weeks before the election and nobody will remember. I wanted to make you aware that the Pope has come out and attacked drugs in Mexico and has attacked communism in Cuba. And the communist left is all upset, and they're trashing the Pope with hoarding lots of money like President Obama does. And they're trashing the Pope, labeling the Catholics, all Catholics, pedophiles. So I just thought you'd like to know how the world thinks of you, my fellow Catholics, and why you should start to unite instead of voting Democamo. Paul Harvey did this in 1965. I'm going to share it with you. He wrote, "If I were the devil..." The Italian Marxist Antonio Gramsci, 1891 to 1937, explained the steps necessary for radicals to transform a nation without firing a shot. Exactly what's happening here in the USA. 49% is already communist. They must enter into every civil, cultural, and political activity in every nation, patiently leavening them all as thoroughly as yeast leavens bread. This would require a long march through the institutions. You know who else had a long march? Mao Zedong. Do you know when Mao Zedong started growing opium for the United States? Before World War II. The art, the cinema, theater, schools, colleges, listen up, seminaries, newspapers, magazines, and the new electric medium of the time, radio. Okay? And Joseph Stalin said, the three strengths of the United States that must be destroyed before communism will rule: patriotism, spirituality, and morality. The following is the text of an audio version of Paul Harvey's If I Were the Devil. You can see that Gramsci was on target and his radical ass was successful. When did we lose this country? Ask everybody. Ask anybody. When did we lose this country? You know when they're going to tell you? The 1960s. That's when we lost this country, inch by inch, death by a thousand cuts. The following is the text from Paul Harvey's If I Were the Devil. If I were the devil, I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I'd set about, however necessary, to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers, and that's what you have on the internet. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve, do as you please, do as you please. To the young, I would whisper, the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what is good, what is bad is good, and what is good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray. I would teach them to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors on how to make lurid literature exciting, so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I threatened TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. You know, I can remember when the ass was used for the first time, the word ass was used for the first time on TV. Do you know how long it took for one network to pick it up from another network? 5 seconds. Within 20 minutes, every network was injecting the word ass. Now they're up to piss. So if I were the devil, to the young I would whisper, the Bible is a myth. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors on how to build a lurid literature, make lurid literature exciting. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves. churches that war with themselves, and nations that war with themselves. We are more divided today than before the Civil War. Until each in its turn was consumed, and with promises, look, 50% divorce rate, and that's among people that have get married with dogs with papers. And with promises of higher ratings, I have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devils, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects and neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Isn't that what we got today? You ever see the sign that says, this is a drug-free zone? You can't shoot up within 2 blocks of the school. They shoot up inside the school. And sex education begins in fifth grade hallways. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, and then the schoolhouse, and then from the House of Congress, and in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbols of Easter an egg, and the symbols of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have, and give to those who want it, until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. What do you bet I could get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich? I would question against extremes in hard work and patriotism and moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging more fun. That's what you see on the TV. It's the way to be. And thus, I could undress you in public. I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd keep on doing what he's doing. And that's Paul Harvey. And he did that in the 60s. I thought I had the date that he did it. But I think it was around 1965. So isn't that what's happening today? Aren't we on the short end of the stick? Hang in there. Let me give you a tune. I'll do a dedication. I'm dedicating this to all the troops who have sacrificed their lives in all the wars since the Revolutionary War, but especially Afghanistan and Iraq and maybe Iran. So I'm dedicating that to those. Did you know Tim Tebow wears a bracelet for a Marine who lost his legs? So I'm dedicating it to all the wounded and all the guys who serve. All the guys who are toughing it out while we complain about secondhand smoke. I'm donating it to all the guys who are looking for the right girl and all the girls who are looking for the right guy. I'm dedicating it to love, and I'm dedicating it to the Catholic Church, whose thousands, millions of priests and nuns are ridiculed in Christ's name all over the world. But one thing is for certain. You have served the Master well. God bless you.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go.
also dedicate that tune to the 22 SEALs in Afghanistan who were carelessly murdered and covered up in the press within 8 hours so that Obama wouldn't look bad. And I dedicate that tune to them. May they rest in peace. Hang in there. I'm going to read you something. Here we go. The name of this tune is A Hopin' and a Prayin', and it's not a tune. It's an article. Hopin' and a Prayin', Santorum fights his way in. The upper cruddy crust of the Repuppy Party, the Grey Poupon elites, instead of coming together to fight Obama, have joined with the royal Repuppies to stop Santorum. Every vote Santorum got, he worked for. Every vote Romney got, his rat packs worked for. Santorum was supposed to be dust in the wind by now. $35 million in Romney petty cash should have done him in. Look how they crushed Gingrich in Florida with 13,000 Royal Repuppy ads to poor Newt's 300. Besides, Newt is overweight, they'll tell you. He is not good looking, and the oil baron housewives of Babylon won't vote for him. Santorum goes to church on Sunday, and that makes him a right-wing nut. Hey guys, if you don't turn the nut to the right, the wheel comes off. Did you ever hear the saying, for the loss of a shoe, a horse was lost, for the loss of a horse, a battle was lost, and for the loss of a battle, a country was lost? You don't think that's not happening right now? And speaking of shoes, how do you like check-in at the airport? You brought it on yourself by not paying attention to the rising jihad tide. Wait till you have to be screened to get on a bus or a subway. You do know Iran has subway maps of New York and other major cities. You do know that Operation Bojinka included terrorists boarding planes in the Philippines, dressed as Catholic priests. Santorum's biggest enemy is not ABC, NBC. It is Fox, who undermines him very delicately, leaving no DNA trace. A shrug here, a smirk there, a raised eyebrow at just the right talking point. Santorum's enemy is not Obama, it is Jeb Bush. Santorum's biggest threat comes not from crazy Maureen Dowd, but from I have to stick with the big money boys, Ann Coulter. Hey Ann, the next time you date Bill Maher, see me for a plutonium teabag. And don't stay too close to him. I hear Israeli Mossad was told by Todd Palin that Bill is an Iranian nuclear scientist. Santorum deserves to be heard all the way up to the finish line, and I wish Newt would pay him compliments as they reach the finish line together. Hey, Newt, I put up a website in your honor, www.virginiansfornewt, that's the number four, virginiansfornewt.com. When the royal repuppies denied both you and Rick your freedom of speech. Santorum's the biggest, and by the way, when Virginia's votes all went to Romney, they called it a landslide. You know who Romney beat? Romney beat Romney. Santorum's biggest big mouth opponent is not Chris Matthews, the Otzenfanger from NBC. It is the NBC sleeper sellout, Anus in the Morning, MOURNING. Trump, we can understand, money goes to money. Even the Democamos are hoping it will be Romney/Kerry/Kennedy/Markey types. Just look at Scott Brown, the royal repuppy, who took Ted Kennedy's seat. He threw one harpoon for the team. A nasty joke about Gingrich and Santorum. Nothing good ever comes from Massachusetts. Paul Revere got up and moved his grave to Louisiana. There, that is where I pray for the Liberty Bell will ring today. I also pray that this race goes all the way to the convention floor under a giant spotlight, not a repuppy backroom door. We need a quorum. Vote Santorum. He likes to raise big families. Wouldn't you like to be a pro-life baby as opposed to a Stalinist vote birth control fetus? We count on absentee ballots. In case I didn't mention it, Romney can't beat Obama. He will be McCain, too. And the Repuppies know it. They're only interested in Senate seats. Ask Rush Limbaugh. One Nation under Tim Tebow. When you get to the top, it's all the same people. Let's do bottoms up. A bartender, champagne, and play a nation once again. Spirit of America Party Radio Show.com, Media Matters, MediaCrapMatters.us, CaptainsBlog.us. You go to YouTube, you can see 911 Danny Boy. You can see Flag Burners of Record. Look for the picture of Senator Byrd. Sarah Palin, One of a Kind on YouTube. Just look for Sarah Palin, One of a Kind. Flag Burners of Record is all you got to look for. 911 Danny Boy is a nice Roy Orbison tune. And I pledge to thee a boycott NBC. That's on YouTube also. If you're looking for the radio show, it's Blog Talk Radio, Spirit of America Party. And if you need a book to take to the beach, The Spirit of America Party, it's on Amazon. And I guarantee you, you'll get your eyes open, you'll feel disappointed, you'll get some laughs, and it'll make your day. And it looks good under your arm. Okay, hang in there, we'll give you a tune. I'm looking for a good tune for you. I'm going to have to break radio silence when I'm finished here. I'm going to give you a blast from the past. I'm going to give you a session I recorded. It's called Tea for Two. And I think you're going to enjoy it. And it will tickle your memory. Because never forget, the Democrats' philosophy, the Democamo philosophy, is you can lie up to 2 weeks before an election and nobody will remember. So I'm going to tickle your memory. Before we switch over, I just want, something came to mind. In the event we do go nuclear, that's going to be good news for the people that live in rural areas and all those flyover states, because all this land, you can start singing it now, this land is my land. You're the only ones that are going to be left, so do a good job, will you? So CNN has been burying Herman Cain. If they had enough dirt and shovels, they would have put him under right there. And they're working, of course, for the communists, the Obama administration, the Marxists, the leftists, the Leninists, the Trotskyites. And they want the takedown of America, what's left of it. And they're part of the blame and deflect crowd. And I was listening. I'll give you an example of how Fox is drifting over to CNN style of reporting. Shepard Smith singled out Haley Barbour for punishment because Mississippi wanted to save some kids. That's what it's all about. They wanted to save some kids, and Shepard said they went too far. You can't save them all. You have to kill some. Why, are we offering them up as a sacrifice? And Shepard said, suppose your 11-year-old daughter was walking down the road and she was raped. Would you want her to have that baby? And Haley said, yes. But with Shepard Smith, this is an old tactic of the communists. And what they do is they always use the 11-year-old innocent girl that gets raped. Now, in my time, they used to use the same argument to kill kids, and they would add this caveat. Suppose your daughter was walking down the road, your 11-year-old daughter, and she was raped by a black man. And that's how they used to shove pro-choice up your nose. Yeah, raped by, oh, we got to kill that kid. Definitely got to kill that kid. Yeah, right? And that's how they used to win arguments, man. Now they don't do that. They've taken that section out. They've taken that section out of the argument. And I say, the thing you have to know about that is that that's a terrible tragedy. And there's only one thing worse, and that's a 10-year-old boy being sodomized by a brute. That boy will never be the same. His mind is gone. His mind is gone. His life is over at 10 years old. And that guy should have got two in the behind the ear 10 years ago. And I know of people who check the pedophile register and see who's in the neighborhood and go to that pedophile and tell him he's got to move. And the less protection you get from the law, the more vigilantes you'll have in this country. So the law better do their job, and they better do it on the Mexican border. They got to close that border. There's 60,000 troops in Fort Hood, Texas. You can put them on the border. And you know the reason they're not closing the border? It's not because they love Mexicans. It's they want the drugs. They want the drugs for their children. They would rather see a Mexican die than Junior be without his joint for the weekend. You notice they talk about the death of one border guard and there's 50,000 dead Mexicans. 50,000 dead Mexicans. 2,000 guns Eric Holder sent into Mexico. 137 came back and been found here in the States. Do you know the 2,000 guns? That's enough to arm a regiment. And what makes you think the Mexican government can do anything? They're totally helpless too. Just like those ranchers on the American side. They're victims. They're wide open victims. They can be killed at any time. And this government is doing nothing. You know why? Because they want the Mexican vote and they want to play the Mexican La Raza card. And they could give two craps less about La Raza and blacks. They're just to be used. When you get a ladder from a Democrat, the two bottom rungs are always broken. They don't want you getting a leg up. They want you to be where they can control you. You'll never be a Herman Cain. I started to tell you the difference between a re-puppy who gets caught stealing or lying and a Democrat who gets caught, a Democamo who gets caught stealing. And the difference between the two is the re-puppy swears he didn't do it, and the Democamo says you can't prove it. And on the Kim Kardashian wedding, that bridegroom should have known something was wrong when he walked into the wedding reception and there was a tote board on the wall and a phone bank. $20 million wedding. I'm sick. Can you imagine how many starving people you could have fed with that? We could have had pheasant under glass for everybody at the Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street. And they wouldn't have had to send the wine back because it was corked. You know what we need? We need a cup of tea. On that rape scene that Shepard Smith used as his argument for killing kids, you should know that the pregnancies caused by rape and incest are less than 1%. Less than 1%. Do you know what 1% is? 1% is the recovery rate for heroin addiction. You do drugs? You graduate from weed, you're on the road to doom. And weed is not good for your lungs. If you're going to do weed, take Marinol. Get a doctor's prescription. Tell them you got glaucoma. We can open up glaucoma shops in California. You know, my solution to the drug problem in the United States, which is the number one problem that nobody will talk about. It's the number one problem in the United States. It's a greater threat than nuclear war. One out of five Americans is a junkie. One junkie brings down five innocent people. It's bad. And having said that, the best way to get rid of drugs is you're never going to beat it because there's too much money in it. You round everybody up that's a drug addict and you send them to California. be like a leper colony. Hang in there. I got to tell you something. Oh, we're recording. Okay. Yeah, we send everybody to California. And this way, when you come home from work and say, where's Junior? Junior's in California. I'm reversing my decision. My first decision was first-time marijuana smokers should get the death penalty. Everybody thought that was a little harsh. They also think that my other ruling is very harsh, that the criminal who's found guilty, whatever his sentence is, his lawyer gets the same sentence. So if it's death, then it only becomes a question of who goes first to the gas chamber. Would it be A as an attorney and C for client? If you do it alphabetical, you could do a coin toss. No longer will it be...
Let's see if we can catch this one.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Get the book because the revolution's about to start. Did you ever see so many people upset about Herman Cain? He just won't go away. They want him back on the plantation with the Democratic Klan. Unbelievable, man. The people forget it was the Democrats that used to wear the white hoods. You know what? They got them in the closet. They do. They really do. A lot of bad things going on in the country today. You've got Sarkozy and Obama spitting on Bibi Netanyahu. And I guess Obama is cozying up to Sarkozy. I guess they're both friendship. Well, Kenya is close to France. Unbelievable. And they teamed up to get Muammar Gaddafi. I don't know if you heard how Muammar ended up. He ended up with a broom in his butt. A broomstick. Yeah, that's how he ended up. Yes, this is from the anti-war president. Yeah, well, man, let me tell you. The Coptic Christians in Egypt, that they're about to be annihilated. There isn't going to be one Coptic Christian church left in Egypt. There isn't going to be one Copt left. They're going to have to cop a walk. God help us all. And it's even being done here in the Pentagon. They're going after the Christians in the Pentagon. All of the weasels have finally got into place. All the termites, they're on the oak of freedom. And they're gnawing away every day. They're in court every day. And the judges, their judges are sitting on the bench giving them everything they want. You lost your country, you're never getting it back. You don't believe that. Weep in 2012. You see what happened in Ohio? The unions are running the government. Yeah, and the governor, who I never had much faith in anyway, he was always too kaliwali, as they say in Arabic. That's this or that. Or as the Italians say, men's are men's. And what's his name? John Kasich? Is it Kasich? Anyway, he's always been he's a re-puppy. And come on, you guys, stop it. That's how the re-puppies debate. Come on, you guys, stop it. Well, Orrin Hatch walks into the lion's den and says, hey, guys, what's for dinner? We're in trouble. But in the meantime, we got to ride to the rescue of Herman Cain. My suggestion is we need 1,000 white women and 1,000 black women to endorse a Herman Cain. And they all got to pose for a picture. And the only man in the photo was Herman. We'll call it Herman's Harem. A bartender, a tea for two. I am totally amazed about the number of Americans in this country that have no idea when life begins. They have no conception of conception. Unbelievable, man. Isn't it unbelievable? Let me tell you, you know what you got to do? If you don't know when life begins, you go to a farm and you follow a rooster around and then buy the fertilized egg and take it home and sit on it. Put some straw. And when you hear gluck, gluck, check under your seat. My friends, life begins when the sperm penetrates the egg. That is Mississippi jackpot. That's three Liberty Bells straight across. If you have any doubt what it's going to look like, look in the mirror if it's your egg or your sperm. Look in the mirror and wait and see how that kid turns out. Of course, I know some guys are shocked. But life begins at impact. It's like a car accident. Once you crunch the fender, that's impact. All right, hang in there. Bartender, more tea for two. How did you like that Kim Kardashian massacre? The Wedding Massacre. If you had bought my book, The Spirit of America Party, I have tips on weddings you wouldn't believe. And I spell out the Kim Kardashians. Do you know that that guy is lucky he got off with $20 million? Imagine $20 million for a wedding reception and the photographer was paid $2.5 million. Boy, they must have had to dust out a lot of ugliness. It was the personality that they couldn't portray. Unbelievable, man. What a bunch of suckers America is. When we go down, the press will never tell us. And what they'll do is they'll run two extra episodes of The Housewives of Gomorrah. And America won't even know they lost their country. Oh, no, I was watching and the Russians were right out the door. I couldn't believe it. There was a guy with a burp gun directing traffic. And do you know who was helping him? That Mexican gun runner. What's his name? Eric Holder. He had a list of names. They were putting people on the truck from the other side of the street. I don't think they're coming to my side, though. Because I voted for Obama.
Yeah.
Too much, man. Well, anyway, in my book, The Spirit of America Party, I caution people on investing in bad weddings. Let's face it, 50% of all marriages end in divorce, and that doesn't count the hookups that just take the pillow and leave. That's another 50%. So we probably got 100% divorce rate in the country. It is unbelievable. And I got a question for you. If a man is married five times and has five divorce papers, is he an adulterer with a hard copy? I think he is. I think that when he meets John the Baptist, John's going to straighten him out. And then he'll be in boiler number three with Ted Kennedy. Bartender, tea for two. You know, one of these accusers of Herman Cain worked with the Clinton administration in the kidnapping of Elian Gonzalez. Do you remember when Geraldo Rivera said that the child belongs with his father, and then his father got off the plane and the first thing he did was give America the finger? Yeah, and they confiscated all the drugs he was going to use on Elian to keep him doped up until Clinton could give him back to Castro. Yeah. You don't think the Democrats were involved in that? Do you know when it happened? It had to be because the Democrats, or as I call them, the Demo Combos, they're anti-God and country. So you know when they did the hit on Elian Gonzalez? You don't even remember it, but I'll tell you. Because 911 New Yorkers, we forget nothing. Yeah, one day a cruise missile is going to come up out of the water and Ahmadine Jad's going to be the toast of the town. But anyway, and of course, it won't be on Washington's orders. It's just going to be some 911 New Yorker that found the buttons to press. Okay, I won't do it again. Just let me finish this row. Anyway, the Clintons ambushed Ilian Gonzalez on Holy Week, on Holy Saturday. They didn't want to do him on Good Friday because they were afraid that somebody would suggest crucifixion. So they got him on Holy Saturday Eve, the night of a Holy Saturday. And, of course, they labeled the grandmothers that they trampled terrorists. That's an old Clinton tactic. It's like labeling Herman Cain a pervert while Penn State covers up for 10 years the homosexual perversity that's going on in the showers. Yes, it must be nice when a full-grown man rapes a 10-year-old boy and somebody sees it and tells his father, and his father tells the school, and the school tells nobody. That must be wonderful. And you know what? That's as bad as the Catholic priest, pedophile priest scandal, when the homosexuals in the Catholic Church abused children and then were transferred. Wasn't that an outrage and a big scandal? Do you know how that scandal started? People in this country who wanted to bring down the Catholic Church looked at the cause and effect in Ireland, because that's where the scandal started, and the Boston Globe was the first ones to break the story. They figured if the Catholics are doing it in Ireland, those Irish priests, then it's surely the Irish priests here are doing it. How would you like to be an Irish priest and come out and meet the parish the next day? Huh? How about you dedicated your life to God and all of a sudden people don't trust you no more? How about the label that sticks forever? So, the Catholic Church took a beating. But it was concentrated. It was concentrated only on the Catholic Church. They didn't look at any rabbis. They didn't look at four Huguenots. They didn't look at three Calvinists or a parson in a pear tree. They only looked at the Catholic Church because that's the target of the Soviet Union from the day that they shot the Pope. And they used the Muslim to do it. Or the day they shot Kennedy and used the Muslim to do it. Or the day they shot John Kennedy and used a Cuban sympathizer, a Castro sympathizer to do it. These are all coincidences, my friends. Just coincidences. Yeah. Unbelievable. So back to this scandal. They never looked at any of the schools. They only looked at the Catholic schools. They never looked at public school because nothing goes on in public school. You know what? If you're in the fifth grade, you can get a BJ in the hall. Did you know that? Well, I got news for you. You know what you do? You go to your kid's first sex ed class, and you sit there for the whole day, and you'll get your eyes opened. And so here, Penn State, right, became a brothel with the knowledge of people on the board of directors. And if you think it's only Penn State, you got another guest coming. It's throughout the land, my friends. It's throughout the land. Beware of the blame and deflect people. So the Catholic Church took their hit. And if there were 25 cases and 20 were legit and 5 were bogus, they paid all 25. And that's what these women are doing to Herman Cain. They're looking for a payoff. Somehow they're being compensated. Is Herman Cain as pure as the driven snow? Until he has a trial and faces his accusers, he's as pure as the driven snow, because the Constitution says a man is innocent until proven guilty. And so far, he's only been lynched by the Democrats and the Royal Republicans in the media. And the Republicans are as much to blame for the siege of Herman Cain as the Democrats are, or Democamos, as I call them. Now, you notice that the people that are coming forward, they're not too crisp. As a matter of fact, the woman who said that she was in the car with Herman, and Herman says he doesn't know her. And a month ago, she walked up to him and says, "You remember me? Was that a stunt, a communist stunt? Remember me?" If somebody comes up to me and says, "Remember me," and I don't remember them, I may say, "Oh, yeah, how you doing?" You know, you don't want to offend anybody by not saying that you remember them. So, I mean, that was a hit on Herman. That means it was planned at least a month in advance. It was probably planned 6 months in advance. And she happens to live in the same apartment as what's the dirty deal door down there? His name escapes me now, but he's like the number two man in the Obama administration, David Axelrod. Yeah, but she doesn't know him. She only seen him in the gym. Oh, she didn't walk up to him and go, "Remember me?" No. Let me tell you something. She jumped six states to get to Herman. You telling me that David Axelrod in the same building? She doesn't. She's never met. Come on. Give me a break. Bartender, a tea for two. In church one Sunday, and a priest told a joke during the sermon, and it was about the scene where a woman is about to be stoned to death, and Jesus says to the crowd, "Let he who was without sin cast the first stone," and all of a sudden a stone comes sailing out of the crowd, and he looks and he goes, "Mom." Yeah. Well, so we're back to this Herman Cain thing, and it blows my mind. You know why it blows my mind? Because all of a sudden, we are shocked. And there's two big words that the demo camos always use when they get caught in the act. I'm shocked and appalled. Those are two buzzwords that the demo camos always use when they get caught stealing. Do you know the difference between a Republican, a royal Republican? Because now we have royalty in the Republican Party. That's the top echelon. That's the Mitt Romneys from Massachusetts. That's the Karl Rove. And that's the Fox News people. Yes, they're all bringing Herman down. They're going to give him his comeuppance. But anyway, and they do it subtly. See, as you go to CNN, like I flipped yesterday back from CNN to Fox, then CNN, Herman Cain, he's a dirty dog, he's a dirty dog. You go to Fox, it's Herman Cain has a lot to explain. Yeah, and the polls say this. You know what the polls say? There's only one set of polls to trust, and I know them personally. It's Stasha and Wanda, and they've never been wrong. Don't believe the polls. The polls are rigged. There's a saying, figures don't lie, but liars figure. And
hang in there, boys and girls. We've got 7 minutes left. I could give you a telephone song.
Busy every time that I phone. Buzz is the longest stalker I ever known. Buzz, I've been trying hard to reach him all day. Buzz, when I get him, I forget what to say. Should I call the operator? Is the number that he gave? sitting here and dining all day. Buzz, got to catch him and there must be a way. Buzz, buzz, if you heard the way he begged me to call. Buzz, you could never understand it at all. When I met him he was quiet, but now he learned to talk. Buzz, buzz, think I'm going to give up. Can't stand it anymore. Buzz, buzz, have decided that this romance is true. Can it be true that it is blinking? I can believe it. Wait till I say hello.
We got 5 minutes left. I give you some Tea Party talk, and then I'm going to save 2 minutes and 10 seconds to dedicate the new Iranian national anthem to the Iranian students and people in the streets of Iran that were butchered and shot, arrested and thrown into the trunks of police cars. And we screwed up on Iran. When we went into Iraq, we should have started a massive propaganda campaign to arm those Iranians so that within 6 months after we were in Iraq, Iran would have fallen. Now we're going to have to ask Israel to take out those nukes because we don't have the guts to do it. And Israel's not going to tell us when they do it that you can get 5 minutes notice. So I'll give you a T3.
The old lawyer off the hook saying, see you around. Okay, hang in there. I got something to tell you. I've got this dossier on one of the women that came forward. Now, this was the woman who didn't want to come forward. And she's a career criminal. Allegedly. See, at least I say allegedly when I accuse somebody. A woman who settled the sexual harassment complaint against Herman Cain in 99 complained 3 years later at her next job about unfair treatment, saying she should be allowed to work from home after a serious car accident. And she also said she should be allowed to work from home before the accident. And she accused a manager of circulating a sexually charged email. And her name is Karen Krauschar. She's 55, so 11 years ago she was 44, filed a complaint while working as a spokesman at the Immigration and Naturalization Service in the Justice Department. So the Justice Department is in charge of immigration and naturalization, and that's why all Al-Qaeda can come in on Wednesdays. And she was there in 2002 and early 2003, and her lawyer got her settlement there. Three former supervisors familiar with Krauschar's complaint, which did not include a sexual harassment charge, described it for the AP under condition of anonymity. I said it, I couldn't pronounce it before. Because the matter was handled internally by the agency and was not public. You see, just like the Catholic Church, the government pays off quietly too. To settle a complaint at the Immigration Service, Krauschar initially demanded thousands of dollars in payment, a reinstatement of leave she used after the accident earlier in 2002, promoting on the federal pay scale, a promotion she wanted on the federal pay scale, and a one-year fellowship at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government for Good Communists. According to, you know, you ever see here? Do you know anything about Fulbright scholarships? Why are these terrorists coming into this country on Fulbright scholarships? Al Awlaki's father came to the United States on a Fulbright scholarship, and Al Awlaki, who was an American citizen, went back to Yemen and applied for a Fulbright scholarship as a Yemeni national, and he got it. You think about that. We got too many grants. The only grant should be a U.S. grant. It's on the $20 bill. It's in your pocket. There should be no other grants. The government has too much money to give away, and they're buying votes with it. You got to kill an end to vote buying. You got to clean house. If you don't clean house in Senate now, you're going to be on the short end of the stick. You're going to be on the short end of the stick. You're going to have to learn how to speak English with a foreign accent so you can blend in your own country. And Crowsher told the AP she considered her employment complaint relatively minor. And she didn't remember the details about the complaint. Did not remember asking for a payment, a promotion, or a Harvard fellowship. And the lawyer refused to talk about it, but they got plenty to say about Kane.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the Iranian national anthem.
Der Ball geht zum Eulen, wo mir doch geht. Koit mir den Nistlochen Cracker Jack, die lebt kein Mut und dort nicht weg. Ich seh gut, mut die Ballspieler, es passt nicht als ein Karspiel. Weil sie seh, zwei, drei Spikes neu bei der Baseballspiel. Mensch, Amerika, Land, wo sich lieb, steh je bei ihr, Madrid sei ihr, überall, Astral und Flieb, und die Berge, zu den Prairies, bis die Armen, weiß mit Schau.
Talk to you, boys and girls.